Good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research, which is conducting a four-question survey about issues facing Texas. Can you be so kind and share your opinion? I'll be brief. Now, thinking about how you voted in the state and federal elections, would you say that you tend to vote for more Republicans, more Democrats, or an even mix of both parties?
A mix.
Mix? Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Greg Abbott is doing as governor of Texas? Is strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
About what?
Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Greg Abbott is doing as governor of Texas? Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay.
I live in Uvalde, so...
Understand.
Yeah, Rob Elementary.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. You guys were hit hard. My condolences if you haven't lost. But if the general election for president of the United States were held today, would you vote for the Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
I'm having a hard time with that because I really don't want to vote for either of them.
But do you lean towards Biden or towards
I don't want to vote for a criminal. You know what I mean? But they kind of both are. So I guess Biden.
Probably. Lean to Biden
probably.
Probably. Okay. Thank you.
Probably lean to Biden.
Okay. And which statement comes closer to your opinion on guns? The first one says, we need to make a drastic change to our gun laws in Texas, including banning all assault weapons. We need to common sense gun reform in Texas, like universal background checks. And the last one, we need to protect the Second Amendment, and we don't need any kind of new laws restricting the right to keep and bear arms. Which statement comes closer to your opinion?
Obviously, as a teacher, I'm going to pick that first one.
That's assault weapons. Thank you, ma'am. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Likewise.
Thank you.